This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Dear Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and Nancy Levan is here as well, and it continues to be the 3rd of August, 2013. We're visiting with Larry Pinkney. He's a veteran of the original Black Panther Party, and that's the key, is the word original. This modern-day whatever it is, it has nothing to do with what they were involved with back in the past. But Larry, I want to get back into your story a little bit, because your group really suffered from some counterintelligence operations going on from the federal level, COINTELPRO. And I would like you to talk a little bit about COINTELPRO, talk about what happened. Your group was viciously set up, according to what you've said in the past. And can you elaborate a little bit about what they did, some of the tactics that they used on you, and what folks maybe can do to avoid their group suffering really the same kind of victimization?
Right. Well, let me just say this. Thank you. Thank you again, my brother. Thank you, Darren.
Hey, you're welcome.
The fact is that the counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO, COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, it goes on today. It goes on in the Patriot Act. It goes on in NDAA. It goes on in Obama's kill list, all right? Let's understand that. It's now been legitimized and codified into law, okay? Now, having said that, the counterintelligence program was set up, actually COINTELPRO began in the 50s, and it was tweaked for those of you youngsters out there, it was tweaked, all right, in the 60s and 70s, all right, and the FBI, but not just the FBI, the NSA, all of them were involved, all right, and NSA, people think about that. NSA, all right? Anyway, the point is that COINTELPRO was set up, and I quote directly from the U.S. Congressional records, to COINTELPRO was set up to discredit, in other words, charge people with heinous crimes that would turn the public off to them, okay? To wrongfully charge them with heinous crimes, okay? To frame, to discredit, to imprison, and guess what, folks? To murder, okay? Black, white, brown, red, and yellow political activists who dared to speak out against the outrageous policies of their government. Citizens of the United States across this entire country.
Think Michael Hastings, for example.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Michael Hastings is a great example. And I say great in quotation marks. Okay. Mm-hmm. This man was assassinated. Let's understand it. Let's understand it. Stop, you know, going for the ghost, as H. Rep. Brown used to say. Stop going for the ghost. Let's be honest. See, because the sooner we're honest with ourselves, the sooner we can change this nasty reality. And it is a nasty reality. But we can change it. COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, actually, like in my own case, the feds, and you can read this in a book called Saying No to Power, again, Saying No to Power, introduction by Howard Zinn. The book was written by William Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L, and, you know, just look in the back of the book and you'll see, you can find what he writes about me. But the point is that he was able to get the government records, and the government said, we're going to set this person up, we're going to set him up, we're going to, quote, neutralize him on sex and drugs. Why? Why would they use sex and drugs? Because that was the most, and still is, frankly, the most formidable weapon that they had. All right. So we need to understand that. But
especially given the era that this was all going on, right?
Yeah. But Darren, I want to say this, Mr. Obama, Barack H. Obama. Is in fact, you know what? I personally believe that Obama is the ultimate weapon of COINTELPRO. I'm gonna say that again. I believe that Barack Obama is the ultimate weapon of the counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO. You see, he was put in to play on the guilt, to play on the failures, to play on our mistakes, to play, you did. What I'm saying is that we need to understand that irrespective to our differences of upbringing and perspectives, we had better damn well get together and understand that this struggle is a collective, repeat, collective, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people struggle, whether we like it or not. That's the way it is.
I want to pick up on your point about Obama, because I think, frankly, Larry, if Obama was meant to be put in there to divide and conquer, I really think it's probably backfired on them in the major way. As I told you the other day on the phone, you know, it looks like to me, and I don't know, you've got your finger on the pulse of the black community better than I do, but my hunch is that these people, a lot of them are looking at him, and they thought when he was going to be elected or selected or whatever you want to call it, put in there, they look, here's our opportunity. Here's our opportunity to get out of poverty. You know, we've got our guy in there now. He is at least half black. And he's gonna do something for the black community. And here we are, you know, a term and a half later, the problems that the black community faced before have only gotten worse. The poverty has gotten worse. the crime in the inner cities have become worse than ever before. And so I think there's, my hunch is, again, I think there is a collective awakening in the black community that, wait a minute, I think this thing transcends race. It goes further. So my thought is, anyway, that maybe this thing is backfiring on them, and it's getting to the point where it could very well be a unifying factor. Now, we're already up to the break. When we come back, I'll have you comment on that, and we'll continue on. Folks, we're visiting with Larry Pinkney, and we're discussing race relations in America. We're talking about a lot of the things that, well, really, folks, nothing has tore this country apart, I think. I think I can say that without any fear of contradiction, than racial issues. It's difficult for me to believe that we're in the 21st century and we're still talking about something so simple and, you know, ridiculous. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Back. This is Governed America, visiting with Larry Pinkney. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levant is here as well. You know, Larry, getting back to the question, Obama, you know, has he backfired on them, on the globalists?
Well, Obama has shown himself to be a puppet, a pig, as we would say back in the day, but a puppet of the corporate stream media and of the national and global power elite. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Stop jerking ourselves around. Oh, he's black. So what? So what? You know, the bottom line is he has hurt the black community more than any other president in history. In history. When I say the black communities, I'm talking about all over the country. But, you know, Obama likes to say, like Obama said in a Trayvon Martin case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he could have been my son. It could have been me. Excuse me, maybe if it was you, it wouldn't be thousands of people in Libya, North Africa, babies in Libya, North Africa, in Somalia, East Africa, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen,
that's right.
Bahrain, who would have died. You know,
yeah.
That was the point
I made on this broadcast, Larry, immediately after this. I said about the Trayvon Martin thing. I have no dog in this fight. You know, I don't really know or really care. And it's not that I don't care. I don't mean to say that. But, I mean,
this is
one tragedy, and it's being totally, and it has been totally blown out of proportion to the point where we're supposed to take sides.
That. It's beyond that. It's not just been blown out of proportion. It has been used. It has been used and manipulated as a way to divide and keep people. See, the Democratic Party and the Republicans, but especially the Democratic Party, okay, has used this to try and keep the black folk, you dig it, on that plantation. You see, we have one plantation in this country, and the plantation is called the Democratic / Republican plantation.
They're all working for the same team.
And that's right, all right? And we need to understand that. And so when the Democrats, you know, they got their man, Barack Obama, who's a murderer and a war criminal, he's a war criminal. Just like G.W. Bush was a war criminal, Barack Obama has taken it even further. He is a war criminal. And not only is it a war against people in other countries, it's first and foremost a war against people in this country, mentally, psychologically, economically, and politically. We need to understand
I really, really want to address, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear me. When we're talking about divide and conquer, we're talking about a legal systemic division program. And let me just explain what I mean. If you look in real estate in the United States today, we are still segregated into black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian communities. We are still segregated into HUD housing, urban projects, gated communities, while at the same time rural America is being dismantled. We are still segregated into Medicaid clinics and people with private insurance companies being treated in the Mayo Clinic. We are still segregated in elite universities and two-year career colleges training people to make $8 to $10 an hour. This is systemic division.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Oh, my God. Sister, you are so correct. You dig? Nancy, you are so correct. You dig? And that's what we don't get. See,
they don't want us united.
No, hell, if we're united, we will actually come together and say, you know what? This system is screwed. This system is about screwing us all. And they don't want that.
They had the audacity to pat themselves on the back for desegregation. We're not, oh my God, we're so segregated, it's unbelievable. You know what we need? We need a hell no movement.
Yeah.
That's right.
I agree.
Right.
Well,
that's
that's the thing. This whole NSA thing, really, I think it was a tremendous wake-up call to a lot of people to the point where, we were called conspiracy theorists not too long ago, Larry. And now, you know, the conspiracy theorists have turned out to be right. And I like to say, what else are we right about then if we're right about this? You know,
well,
people...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, without a groundswell of opposition to this thing, I mean, and we're talking a mass outcry, a massive outcry.
Everybody!
We desperately need that right now. I mean, they cannot be allowed to get away with this.
That's right. And the bottom line is that, you see, they always, you know, they come up with their own little games that they play. And when I say games, I'm talking about how they, you know, here's a conspiracy. He had a bomb in his shoe. Excuse me, how did he get on the plane? How did he get on the plane? Okay?
Right.
You're talking about the underwear?
The underwear bomber?
The so-called underwear bomber. But, you know, so-called. But, you know, the bottom line is we need to understand what this game is all about. This game is about keeping us in fear. I always say that. And divided. Okay?
Yes.
In fear and divided. We need to understand that those are the two words I use constantly. In fear and divided. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once we realize that, we realize that the corporate stream media, be it ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, PBS, CBS, let me be clear about
it's
that.
It's mostly BS,
you know,
yeah.
Our corporate sponsors happen to be Cargill, which is one of the most blood-sucking corporations on the planet. But
Monsanto.
Anyway, yeah, Monsanto, and you know, but my point is simply this. We need to understand that it's about we the people, not this crap they feed us online, okay, or on the TV and the radio. It's about us, and that's what they fear the most. Darren, they fear that. Nancy, you know that. They fear it the most. If we dare to come together, if we dare to speak with each other, if we dare to say, well, okay, I agree with this, but I don't agree on that. Let's work this out. Oh, my God, they don't want that. Oh, my God, because then this will be about we the people. As we said in the Black Panther Party, the original and the real and only real Black Panther Party formed in Oakland, California in 1966. All power to the people, okay?
Yeah.
And they don't want all power to the people. What they want is to keep us manipulated, divided, in fear, and we're not going to allow that. We're not going to allow
that. Addicted to drugs, diagnosed as mentally ill, eating genetically modified poisons.
Ooh.
That's what they want.
Yes.
Exactly. All right, I'll tell you what, we got the bottom of the hour break already. It's incredible how fast the time is going. Stay with us, folks. We'll continue here in a moment with Larry Pinkney.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant. We're visiting with Larry Pinkney. You know, Larry, you mentioned the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman, George Zimmerman incident. I want to come back to that for a moment because it's really my firm belief that the establishment media and the establishment themselves really wanted a civil war to come out of this whole incident. You know, they trumped this thing up for a long time, you know, leading up to the trial. And then after the trial, and they were all warning people, oh, you know, there's going to be riots and this, and that, and the other. You know, and really, as I look back, as think about, you know, the Rodney King incident and all the rioting that happened in Los Angeles after that whole thing, you know, I don't think we really seen anything close to that, especially on a whole a national scale. It looks like, to me anyway, and you can voice your opinion on it, but it looks to me like this effort failed. And I wonder if the reason why it failed is that people are starting to get wise to the fact that they're using the race card to try to polarize us.
Yeah. Look, brother man, they're using the color card, all right? Fuck the race card. Screw the race card, all right?
Well, you can't say that on here.
I can't. Okay, screw the race car. Okay, it's not about. It's about we're all one race. All right, we're the human race. You dig?
Yep.
And And the fact is that, so bleep out the other thing. But anyway, my point is that, you know, it's about all people, and they don't want us to come together, because if we come together, we will realize who the common enemy is. The common enemy is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they can talk about Trayvon Martin as if Trayvon Martins don't happen with black, white, brown, red, and yellow people all over this country every single day. Even as we're speaking, every single day. Excuse me, let's be real and honest with each other. Let's be real. Let's be honest with each other. And I'm sorry, I get so passionate about this.
Yeah, I understand. You know, they're doing the same thing now, in my opinion, with the Mexicans. You know, I think there's a reason why they've let them in the country. They're not patrolling the borders. They're passing in the process right now of working on and passing an amnesty bill, which will give many of them amnesty. And I think this whole thing is designed, really, to, number one, destroy our culture here in America, but also to basically create such resentment against the Hispanics coming here, the Mexicans coming here, to the point where there will be bloodshed eventually. And it's, you know, if they can't get their way with the blacks versus the whites, then they'll have the blacks and whites team up against the Mexicans, and it'll be a race, you know, smashing thing then. You know, there'll be clashes.
Well, I mean, obviously, they want to keep control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, I have Chicana brothers and sisters that I love dearly. I love them dearly. But even they will tell you that we see the game. We understand the game. We understand what the government is doing, okay? And, you know, all of us, be we black, white, brown, red, or yellow, we need to understand what the game is. The game is to keep us in fear of each other, to keep us divided. And that's why, you dig, you don't bring somebody over, you dig, and say, oh, well, you're in this culture. No! You know, I fled back in the day, back in the 70s and 60s and 70s, I fled to Sweden. Sweden is blonde, blue-eyed, and white, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned their culture, I learned their language, and I went, so you're right, you dig? All right, but my point is that it was about, and I didn't stay there, obviously, but my point is that we have to be about all of the people, not brown, not black, not white, not just brown, black, or white, or red, or yellow, but all of the people. And see, what this government wants to do is they want to play us off against each other. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
And we need to say, no, we're going to take back the power of the people. All power to the people, like we said back in the day. All power to the people. And we are going to decide what will be or will not be. You dig? And so Darren, that's all I can say. I mean, you know, I'm just being honest with you. I'm just
now. What do you think of the Department of Homeland Security and all the federal agencies, really, but especially DHS purchasing all these hollow point bullets and this kind of thing at the same time that they're trying to take away the people's right to defend themselves?
Trying to take away, they are taking away the right of people to defend themselves. You see, my disagreement, it's not so much a disagreement, but it's not about the First Amendment right to bear arms. No, it goes deeper than that. It's way deeper than that. The First and Fourth Amendment. It's about the right to self-defense.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Self-defense. The right to self-defense. The Black Panther Party, when it was formed in October of 1966, there was a Black Panther Party for self-defense. Everybody should have the right to self-defense. Everybody. Black, white, brown, red, and yellow. Everybody. All power to the people. You dig? And so, Now, getting back to what you asked me, I think that we need to understand that all of us, whether we like it or not, are in this struggle together. And we need to take back the power. We need to take back the power to the people. The federal government, you know, is full of, I won't even go, I'll say manure. Okay, I can say that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Full of manure, all right? And they want to keep us divided, keep manipulating us, keep on playing us off against each other. They want to take over this and take over that. Oh, yeah. But you know what? We are in the vast majority. And we are the ones who will determine what the hell we're going to do. We may make mistakes, but we can correct those mistakes. Yeah. And that's what it's about.
That's it.
Larry, I also want to make the point that you cannot have billionaires on this planet running the show without one thing, and that's slave labor. Now, if you look at the history of the United States, we had the Africans coming in as slave labor. When they found gold in the West, they brought the Chinese in as slave labor. When they wanted to build the railroads, all of this creating tremendous wealth, mind you, when they wanted to build the railroads, they brought in the Irish as slave labor.
That's right.
Just fast forward today. Today, all of these corporations, these mega corporations, moved offshore, and the reason they did that was because they wanted slave labor.
That's right. That's right.
And now, through these massive transnational corporations that are providing products for people all over the world, they have become so rich that now they're in buying up entire governments, entire nations, and their whole number one goal is slave labor.
Of course. And that's why I keep saying in my articles in blackcommentator.com and in intrepidreport.com, I say we are all slaves. Wake up, people. We are all slaves.
Yes.
You understand that. We are all A-L-L.
It's the whole history of wealth and power.
Yes, yeah. You are absolutely correct. Nancy, what can I say, my sister? What can I say?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can say we're going to be going to the break here very soon. Unfortunately, it's amazing how fast 2 hours can go, isn't it, Larry? But
yeah.
I have a few callers on the line, and so I'll tell you what. When we get back from the break, I'll go to the callers. There's a lot of other things we could talk about and certainly probably need to talk about, but we can certainly do it in subsequent programs. But look, folks, we're visiting with Larry Pinkney. He's the one of the veterans, really, of the original Black Panther Party, highly critical of this group, which I think was an outgrowth of Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. And so, anyway, we're going to take the break here. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We're in the home stretch of the program here, visiting with Larry Pinkney. And I want to go to the phone lines right now and take a few calls. And I ask folks, if you could, be as brief as possible so we can get everybody in. First up is Fred in Michigan. Fred, you're on with Larry Pinkney.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Larry, you're marvelously intelligent and eloquent. What changed my life in all this is when I discovered the books, The Synagogue of Satan, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, which came from American Free Press. The previous two came from Tex Mars, Power of Prophecy. And what I now fully comprehend and conclude is that based on all the historic evidence, even from prominent Talmudic rabbis, is that they have created the most insidious, nefarious, sinister network of conspirators globally that any mind could comprehend. And even, what's that guy, the FBI director,
Robert Mueller?
No, way before him. The rat fag guy from the FBI.
I know.
Anyway, he said that the American people are paralyzed by the discovery of a conspiracy so monstrous they just cannot comprehend it. Well, guess what Alexander Solzhenitsyn revealed in his Gulag Archipelago Volume 2, and he won the Nobel Prize in Literature, I think it was 1970 or 77, and that is that the Gulag system was created and administered by Talmudic Jewish people, and he names all their names. There's about a dozen of them. And I hate to say it, but even the NAACP in 1909 was formed by Jacob Schiff, Billikoff, and about six others, and then some guy from Columbia University corroborates all this. So really what's going on here is the people who believe they're the chosen race, the Talmudic Jews, they have created this monstrous octopus of sinister activities by which they control the FBI, the CIA, the Congress. In fact, annually AIPAC has a convention, and over 70% of both houses show up annually to the AIPAC conference.
Okay, Fred, let's give him a chance to respond to what you said there. Larry?
Let me just ask him if he thinks what we ought to do is eliminate the Federal Reserve and all these Talmudic Jewish lobbying groups.
Of course,
Larry?
We should eliminate the Federal Reserve. It's not even federal. Let's be real. Let's be honest. It's not even federal. But I want to thank the caller for calling in. Hey, brother, you're right on time. I know where you're coming from. I'm sure there are other callers who want to call in. But I want to say thank you so much. Thank you so very, very much. Stay strong, stay vigilant, and keep on reading and researching. That's all I can say.
All right, Fred, thank you for the call. Let's move on. David in San Francisco, you're up next.
Oh, no, actually, Darren, it's David. It's great to have Larry on. Keelu, I just emailed her over. Maybe she'll call in real quick. I was gonna raise a couple of different things. You were talking about a lot of great lines, Trayvon and the Civil War. I was gonna say the real issue on that seems to me the gated communities and this idea of privatized justice, where these rich people can steal all the money, you know, whether it's the savings and loans crooks or now the subprime scandal. They've stolen all of the land from the middle-class Americans, and now they're going to sit up there in the top of a hill with a private justice behind their walls. And if they think their castles are going to work in America, they got another thing coming. But as well, you were talking about... J. Edgar Hoover, it's now admitted by historians that he was selling heroin to the Black Panthers. And when the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, it's probably who that previous caller was talking about, he was the crooked FBI head for 50 years, and it's known that the FBI was selling heroin to the Black Panthers, and they allowed it to happen, and they looted the baby boom by allowing organized crime to blackmail the FBI. And so the whole idea of that's where we are now today, 50 years later, that the security state is so corrupt, whether it's Homeland Security, the first directors of the Homeland Security are organized crime people. This whole idea of that we are basically still obeying what the security state is doing. And they're screwing with our lives, making us homeless, making us looted, and they refuse to prosecute the banks, too big to fail. And now this LIBOR scandal, obviously they're trying to divide us with the Civil War, like you're saying, and it's layered in finance, in religion, in economics, in race, in religions, they'll force everybody to fight just so they'll get away with the massive murder.
It's
so
layered in theft.
Yeah. Larry, did you have anything to say to that?
Well, all I have to say is I'll file to the people. But brother, the bottom line is we need to understand what's going on. And what's going on is called divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just punk them out, keep them divided, keep them in fear of each other, and divide them, control them, and manipulate them. Of course you're right, brother. What can I say? All power to the people.
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, appreciate you putting Larry on. It's a great show.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the call there, David. God bless you. Let's move on. We have Mark in Texas. Mark, you're up next.
Well, you three, let's talk about what's fixing to happen. You want to talk about divide and conquer? You wait till this new program in health care gets initiated. You have never seen finger pointing like you're fixing to see.
Yeah.
This is going to be tremendous. They're going to raise the bar for divide and conquer like it's never been raised before. Smokers, fat folks, big gulp buyers. I mean, motorcycle riders. You ain't seen nothing. They're already excluding themselves. They're excluding businesses. It's all for us. And we're going to get right. We're going to be the target of every bit of this. You just wait and see. This is going to be the worst finger-pointing exercise we've ever had, and the media is going to push it like they've never pushed nothing else.
Well, I agree with you. You know, the Obamacare thing certainly is something that is a polarizing thing. I was reading just this morning, Mark, that Congress has already figured out a plan to exempt themselves, of course, from this this whole thing. They figured out a way to basically have us pick up the tab for their health care, but they're not going to be a part of the same system. And it's always the same type of thing. You know, Larry, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing humanity today, as apart from the whole racism thing?
The biggest challenge is that we better damn well understand that whether we like it or not, we are all in this struggle together. You dig it? And the bottom line is that, you know, they can come up with this Obamacare. I call it Obamascare. Oh, not Obamacare, but Obamascare. But anyway, we need to all understand that we are the prostitutes. You dig it? We are being picked. We are the prostitutes. And we need to stand up and say, you know what? No more. This is not going to be us. We're saying no to the Democrats, no to the Republicans.
Yep.
Screw you. We're not going to accept that. We're going to come up with our own system, whether you like it or not.
Well, you know what? We are dealing with pathological arrogance by these elites. And what they seek are enemies. And that is why we are being targeted in every way, shape, or form.
Yep, exactly. Any final comments there, Larry, before we go? We're just about out of time.
Well, no. I just want to say I want to thank the callers for calling in. You're beautiful. All power to the people. All power to the people, as we said back in the day. All power to the people.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us. Folks, we got to go. We're out of time. Hopefully this show was an inspiration to you, because I think that this is something that is probably the basest, most primitive tool that the establishment uses against us. It's the color of our skin, and it's just remarkable to me that we can be in the 21st century and we still are fighting over something so utterly ridiculous and simple and primitive. But I believe that we're moving beyond this. And I believe as a nation we will move forward, and we're facing some tough times ahead. But we shall overcome, as they used to say, but we have to do it together. God bless you, folks. Thanks, Larry. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. We'll talk to you next week.
John Stepmiller.